Welcome. This is a recording of excerpts from the worship service held at Riverside Community Church, United Church of Christ in Hood River, Oregon.
Okay, let's begin by lighting our candles if you have one. Calling in the power of the Spirit, the power of fire, recognizing the Spirit in each one of us. Morning. All right, let us begin with some centering silence. I invite you to acknowledge and find your breath. Be attentive to your breath as it enters your body and as it departs. On your next in-breath, breathe in the gift of God's peace, filling yourself to the brim, and then let go of whatever fear or worry you might be holding this morning. On your next breath, imagine the Spirit of the living God breathing into and through you this day. Fill your lungs, your whole being with that power, and then let go. And receive again as I sound the bell. Creating God, how good it is to be alive on this new day, to have the gift of breath, gift of spirit, and the gift of this community. We ask, O God, that in this time you might help us to open our hearts, open our hands, open our spirits, open to you, to your ways, to your visions, to your dreams for us and this earth. We come to you, O God, with gladness and with thanksgiving. And we pray this in your many names and in the name of your Son and our brother Jesus. We say amen. Amen. And welcome, everybody. Lovely to see your faces, and in some cases, just to see your phone numbers. But in any event, it's good to be together. We'll start with words from the psalmist, proclaiming the goodness of this new day. So I shall say, this is the day that our God has made, and you're welcome to say, let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that our God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to all who are gathered here, whether it's your 10th time on Zoom with the Riverside service or your first time. We're delighted that you are here and blessed by your presence. I want to extend a special welcome to Mary Ryan, who is our guest musician this morning. Mary, where are you? If you can unmute yourself and say hello so we can see you.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Honored to be here.
Mary has a friend of Riverside. She is was a former Jesuit volunteer who stuck around in the area, and we've had an opportunity to she's a, been a friend of Riverside in and out over time, and finally had the opportunity to connect and have her share her music. So we're really blessed by your presence. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Let us join in our call to worship, which Annika will read this morning. I invite you to all stay muted, but to say the words of response when Annika gestures, your words of response are, we thank you, God, for this most amazing day. We thank you, God, for this most amazing day. And Annika, I don't see you, so I'm going to invite you to mute yourself. And there you are. Okay.
We thank you, God, for this most amazing day, created by Riverside children. We delight in the sound of your water, music, birds.
We thank you, God, for this most amazing day.
We feel joy at the sight of your horses, cats, dogs, fish.
We thank you, God, for this most
amazing day.
Our tongues dance with the taste of your pumpkins, sushi, bean burritos, candy, peaches, chocolate.
We thank you, God, for this most amazing day.
Your world is amazing, beautiful, and you are really great.
We thank you, God, for this most amazing day. Amen. Our opening song is God Welcomes All, Strangers and Friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. We'll sing it a couple times through with the leadership of, song leadership of Molly. So Molly, if you would unmute yourself and take it away.
God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends.
Amen. God's love is indeed strong and never ends. And we're gifted by that love and by that peace of God as we gather on this new day, gifted with that peace and love, not that we might keep it to ourselves, but that we might share it boldly and broadly with this beautiful and broken world. So friends, on this day, I will unmute each of us and invite you in a cacophony of chaos to share a sign of God's peace with one another on the count of three. One, two, three. You're unmuted.
Surprise, everyone.
Peace of Christ. And John's peace of Christ. Mary, peace of Christ. Thanks for joining us.
With you.
Morning, Bill and Jackie.
Amelia, peace of Christ. Pam Rito, peace of Christ. Hi. Joanne Ewing, peace of Christ.
Hi, Pam.
Good morning, everyone. Joyce Jennings, peace of Christ. Ding, ding, ding. Miss Martell, peace of Christ.
Sorry to end the fun. Peace be with you all. It is good to be together. A reading that will be shared with us by Anna.
Keeping Quiet by Pablo Neruda. Now we will count to 12 and we will all keep still. For once on the face of the earth, let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for a second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden, strange sadness. Fishermen
in the cold sea would not harm whales, and the man gathering salt would not look at his hurt hands. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade, doing nothing. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about. I want no truck with death. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving, and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems dead and later proves to be alive. Now I'll count up to 12 and you keep quiet and I will go.
Let's count to 12 and notice our breaths, our feet firmly planted, being held by Mother Earth. Let us just be in silence. As the psalmist reminds us in Psalm 46, with words attributed to the voice of God, we're invited to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Amen. Mary's going to gift us with some special music. She'll introduce the piece and invite us all to savor.
Morning, everybody. I'm going to be singing Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. So if you know the song, please sing along.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. I encourage you to clap or wave your hands or put in those little icons in your box. Thank you, Mary. It's a great blessing. So glad you can be with us today. We have now a time of offering and a few announcements. We'll start out with our litany, our back and forth. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. So let us do that together. God is good. And all the time, amen. So you have a number of opportunities to give to this community of faith, and many of you are doing that on a regular basis, and we thank you. The one thing in our budget that has been, as you can imagine, that has been greatest challenge is the passing of the plates and our weekly offerings. And so if you have ways that you can creatively think of to perhaps pretend the offering plate is, oh, I know, pretend it's passing by your house in the back of the truck. And the driver is Sandy Spellacy, and she's coming by, and you have an opportunity to pretend that Sandy is the plate. She is the offering. So Sandy will come by your house this morning, sometimes between 11:45 and 1 o'clock. She'll come up to Mount Hood. She'll wave. She'll brighten your day. She'll go to Cascade Locks. She's been across the river. She'll go all over. So if you would like to have a visit from Sandy, it's not too late. Go ahead, and if someone would put in Sandy's number, I always forget to do that, in the chat box, and just call her or text her. And arrange to come by, have her come by your place. Amen. A couple of other announcements next. This coming week, you will receive a survey. And we're hopeful that you'll take, hopefully it should be about 5 minutes. It's going to ask you some things as we're beginning, and the council and I are beginning to imagine what this next phase of church will look like. We have some ideas, some questions. We want to know what's working for you. What is it that you're missing? So if you could take a few minutes this week and fill out that survey, that would be really wonderful. One of the things that that we're thinking about next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so we will have a Zoom service at the usual time in the morning. I'm exploring the possibility of doing a pop-up outdoor service at a yet-to-be-named location where we would sign up, since we'd have to be me and 24 others. So more information about that, but my hope is that we can do something together outside next Sunday afternoon for those who are able. So please keep an eye out. And no matter where you are next Sunday, wear red. It is Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit is coming. And I think that's all I have. We have a wonderful, I think Elaine has an announcement, and she's going to share with you. Our children have been hard at work for our children's time today. We're going to share a piece of music that Melissa and Kevin Tokstad have put together, and Elaine is going to play for you. It's a number of Riverside children singing This Little Light of Mine.
Okay, Vicki, would you like to see that first before we have announcements? Have some announcements?
Would I like to see what?
This Little Light of Mine?
Why don't you do your announcement first?
Okay, sounds good. Announcements, announcements, announcements. Makes me feel like I'm at camp. Welcome to you all this morning. A few things I wanted to talk about. First of all, June 7th is coming up after next weekend, and that's our graduation Sunday. and we have 4 grads this year, and they're really looking forward to being with you on Zoom, because this is a special chance for them to be honored for their graduation. So that is Cosi DeBonis, Connor McElwee, Grace Skakel, and Ben Fick. And as you know, headed up by Kim Vogel, Eileen Utrowski, and Marby Cook have been hard at work on quilts. So wave your hands, and just, they are amazing to be doing that. And congrats to our 2020 grads. We're looking forward to seeing you on June 7th. And then also, I usually Zoom with the kids on Mondays and Fridays. And first, I want to thank Charlie Warren for joining us this past Monday. He came on. Please, you know, text Charlie or something, give him a call. He can talk to you about his sister. And he was with her during the polio epidemic in the 1950s. So he was born after her, but he knows all about what happened during that time. And he shared with the kids. And I just want to thank him so much for being there and giving us some perspective like that on polio. So thank you so much, Charlie. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Monday, is Memorial Day, and I just want you to be with your families. So please be with your families. We won't Zoom in tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and I'll send out an announcement about that too. But we'll be back on Friday, the 29th. So there is that. And here is the long promised video, This Little Light of Mine. And I want to thank the Tokes dads, Melissa and Kevin, for working on this. So let me share my screen and we'll get right to it. I hope. Okay, this is interesting. It's always something new. You don't want to see that. Okay. Here we go. Thank you so much for your patience.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Shine all over the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Shine all over the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
So just in case you didn't know who all that was Sam Foth, Annika and Forrest Deem. That was Lily Tokstad and Delaney Hackett. Thank you to all of you for participating.
Wonderful. And thank you for shining your lights in our lives, all of you children, those who were singing and those who have yet to be singing. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. All right. We have a reading from Anna.
Is from St. Teresa of Avila, born in Spain in 1515. She wrote this poem. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours.
Amen. And our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of John. And this will be, for those of you who are lovers of the Gospel of John, I'm sorry to say this will be the last time we'll be hearing from John for a while. For those of you who find John to be difficult and a little dense, a little too abstract, you'll be happy because I think this is it for a while. In any event, we have been following John for, several weeks now. And a lot of what we have been listening to comes from Jesus' farewell discourse. It's this long, from 14th chapter of John through the 17th chapter, Jesus is saying goodbye to his disciples. And keep in mind, as you are listening to the words from John and reading John, is that the writer of John is writing to an audience of largely Jewish Christians who are in conflict with many of the religious leaders in the synagogue, who are seeing them as no longer valid, no longer true Jews. So there's conflict, and they are experiencing both persecution and kind of being pushed to the edges and marginalized. A couple things I wanted to say about this reading. The setting is the Last Supper. So this is the final prayer of Jesus. So imagine yourselves around the table with someone you love, whose time is short, and this may be your last opportunity to be with them. There in the Gospel of John, the writer uses the word world often to contrast the ways of God. And then there's the ways of Jesus and the ways of the world. And most scholars think John is not talking about the world as in the natural world, the trees and the waters and those kind of things. But the world, I was taught by a seminary professor to whenever I heard world in John, to replace it with systems of domination, whatever it is in the world that kind of crushes people, crushes life. That's the world that John is referring to. So that's one word you hear. You also hear the word Abba, which some of you may be familiar with. If you're not, it's the Aramaic word that Jesus actually uses that becomes translated into Father. But really, a closer translation, it's a very tender, intimate word. It would be more like Papa or Daddy. And that's Abba. So this final prayer from Jesus as he gathers with his disciples. After Jesus said this, he looked up to heaven and said, Abba, the hour has come. Glorify your only begotten that I may glorify you. Through the authority you've given me over all humankind, by bestowing eternal life on all those you gave me, and this is eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and the one you have sent, Jesus, the Messiah. I have given you glory on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. Now, Abba, glorify me with your own glory, the glory I have had with you before the world began. I have manifested your name to those you gave me from the world. To those you gave me from the world, they were yours, and you gave them to me. And now they have kept your word. Now they know everything you've entrusted to me does indeed come from you. I entrusted them the message you entrusted to me, and they received it. They know that I really came from you. They believe it was you who sent me. And it's for them I pray, not for the world, but for these you've given me, for they are really yours. Just as all that belongs to me is yours and all that belongs to you is mine, it is in them that I have been glorified. I am in the world no more, but while I am coming to you, they are still in the world. Abba, holy God, protect those whom you have given me with your name, the name that you gave me, that they may be one, even as we are one. Amen. If you would join with me in prayer.
Holy One, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of each of our hearts, be a blessing in your sight, O God, our Creator, our Sustainer, and our Healer. Amen. Oh, about 40 minutes west of Minneapolis, there is a town called Waverly. If you've driven west on Highway 12 out into the western part of Minnesota, you may have gone through Waverly. If you blinked, you may have missed it. It's a small town, 600 or so people in it at the time that my family lived there, or my extended family lived there. There's not much left in Waverly anymore. Its glory days are long gone. The bowling alley is closed. The hardware store is closed. The grocery store is gone. There's a secondhand store and a liquor store and a post office and a church with a very big steeple, a Catholic church right in the center of town. And across the street from that church, St. Mary of the Lake Church in Waverly, Minnesota, lived my grandmother in a two-story house. Lived my grandmother, Flossie. Florence, she was known formally, but to her friends, Flossie, and to us, Grandma or Grams. I found out in my teenage years that one of the things Grandma did every day was walk across the street to the Catholic church and go up to the candles in the prayer area in the back of the church and make a contribution. She'd put a coin in, the little coin thing, clank, clank, clank. That would give her the feeling that she was okay to light a candle. And she would light a candle for us, for her grandchildren. There were 10 of us, 10 grandchildren. And Flossie would go to church every day and pray for us. I learned that in middle school, I think. And while I wasn't touched by a lot in middle school that adults did, I remember actually feeling quite tender when I learned that my grandma did that for us. Now, we don't know exactly what she prayed for, although having grown up in the Depression, she was always concerned that we would have jobs and employment and ideally 2 or 3 jobs at any given time. So I know that one of the things that Grandma Florence prayed for was work, that we would have work. She also prayed, I'm sure, for our happiness and for our schoolwork and that we would be a success and have love and all those things. Somehow, after I learned that Grandma prayed for us and prayed for me regularly, I felt a little different, a little more powerful, a little uplifted, perhaps. I was touched to think that I was worthy of her prayer, that she thought of me that highly, that she would take time to pray for me. And while I didn't pray for a lot of others at that time, I was touched. Perhaps you have had that experience of being prayed for or being praying for others, that connectivity, that feeling of power, that something is happening, an invisible connection, energy field of sorts. So in today's gospel reading from John, Jesus is at the table with his disciples. It's the Last Supper. This is his final opportunity to be with them before he's executed by the forces of the empire. And imagine there are many mixed emotions around that table. He has been telling them for quite some time that he will be executed, and they have not been getting it, have not been allowing that information in. Yet here they are at the Last Supper. Here they are around a table with Jesus. So at this point in the meal, Jesus stops and he turns his head upward. And we're told that he prays to his Abba God. First, he prays for himself that he might glorify God, that he might shine forth God's light in the world. And then if you notice what happens after Jesus prays for himself, he prays for his disciples. He prays for us.
Later, he clarifies that the prayer is not just for those who are with him, but all those who would come after and seek to follow in his ways. Jesus prays for us. If you notice the words that he used, they're so tender. He thanks God for giving us to him. Thanks God for the gift of us. We have been given to him and to the world to shine forth God's light and love, and Jesus gives thanks. And then he asks for something for us. He says, Abba God, they'll be here alone. I'm going away. They'll be here by themselves. They need protection. So give them protection, O God. Help them to know and remember who they are and whose they are, that they come from you even when I'm not here with them. Protect them, Jesus prays. Protect them from all that will seek to distract them and pull them apart. And then Jesus says those words at the end of this part of the prayer. Protect them, O God, that they may be one. Unified. Not uniform, but unified and connected. That they may be one. I think of this prayer, as I was listening to this prayer of Jesus, I thought about the prayer that we often say at the end of memorial services, as we have lifted up the life of those who have been gifted to us, and then it's time to go. It's time to leave that place, just as Jesus is leaving that place. And in the closing prayer in the Book of Worship, which I've adapted slightly, we usually say the words during the final prayer. We go now, O God, from this place, entrusting to your eternal care. And then we say the name, Roger Allen Schock, James Perdon, Brett William Requa, Janine Weir Jones. We go from this place, entrusting them, O God, to your eternal care. And that is what Jesus is doing in this prayer with us. He is entrusting us, with whom he won't be in person-to-person contact, to God's eternal care. Such a tender moment. There's a lot of talk these days about PPE, isn't there? Something that most of us probably had never heard of a number of months ago. We might have thought it stood for an acronym for some kind of grocery store or app or something. PPE, personal protective equipment. A lot of talk about that personal protective equipment needed by healthcare workers, by essential workers, by those in grocery stores, by those in the postal service, by those in nursing homes, by those doing the work that needs to be done, PPE needed to protect both the workers and protect all of us, protect us as a community, this united, connected community. PPE, urgently needed, vital for the well-being of individuals and the community. And I think of this today as we listen to Jesus' prayer, as we read these words of Jesus, and I think as Jesus is talking to his disciples and us, that's what he's talking about, that Jesus is asking for PPE for us, protective equipment, personal protective, communal protective equipment that we might have with us in his absence, that we might have urgently needed, perhaps not as visible as masks and goggles and gloves, but just as dire and just as immediately and urgently needed in these times. Personal protective equipment. Perhaps it's, I don't know, you can help me out here, type it into the chat box. I was thinking personal prayer, power, energy. Anyway, see what you can come up with. PPE. PPE for the soul. A shield of faith, says one. But how about the P and the P and the E? We got to use those words. PPE, protecting us from fear. protecting us from greed, protecting us from the cynicism of these days, PPE, protecting us from the loss of identity, from all those voices and sources that seek to lure us away from the living God, that seek us to harm one another and to harm Earth. We need that personal protective gear, equipment, that power and energy of prayer, PPE, gifted to us. Gifted to us that we might share it with this world. Gifted to us that we might help protect one another and protect all living beings. So I invite you, this is a participatory sermon, I invite you to scan the screens if you can see the faces. And I invite you, first of all, to take a moment to pray for this community of faith that we are. Pray for this community of faith in these times. Look at all the faces. And I ask that in the days ahead this week, you might remember these faces and those who are not here today in this community of faith, and that you might pray for this living body of Christ. Pray for protection and for guidance as we seek to find our way ahead in this new world. And now I invite you to look again for those who can see faces, and I invite you to let yourself land on one face. You don't need to speak anything. You just need to take note of that person in your heart. Just take note of that person, someone who may need your prayers, someone you feel connected to. Just note that name in your own heart. Take that person with you this week. And if you'd like to send a note to that person later in the week, let them know that you have been praying for them, I would welcome you to invite you to do that as well. Lori can give you addresses if you don't have them. But take a name into your heart and send the power of protection, of God's love and energy to that person this week. Look around at this beloved community. For we are gifts of God, one and all, given by Abba God to Jesus, given by Abba God to this world, gifts of God, one and all, prayed for by the loving God, prayed for by Jesus. We are gifts of God, one and all, connected, united, gifts of God, who are now asked to pray for one another, to send out energy into this world, into the communities, into the families, into the hearts of those we love and those we do not know. We're called to protect, to connect, and empower one another, just as the living God connects, protects, and empowers us. So with the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray that we might take our PPE, whatever we call it, out into the world and spread it far and wide in the days to come. May it be so. Amen. Our song of response this morning is Here Are Our Hearts. Molly will lead us and invite you to stay muted, but sing loud wherever you are.
Here are our hearts, here are our hands, here are our lives, use them as you can, show us those who hurt, show us those who need, Show us how to serve. Teach us how to see. Here are our hearts. Here are our hands. Here are our lives. Use them as you can. Show us those who hurt. Show us those who need. Show us how to serve. Teach us how to see.
Vicky, you're still muted. Vicky, you're still muted.
I know, I've lost my screen.
You're still muted. You went back to muted.
That's your screen.
Oh.
Hi, I'm back. Sorry about that. I went on a little Zoom ride and now I'm back. Ah, so let's come back to our breath. Find that place of stillness. Feel your feet on ground, on Mother Earth being held. And let us enter into a time of prayer. I'll start with some words of prayer, and then if you wish to type some prayers, we'll start with prayers of thanksgiving. If you wish to speak, type some prayers into the chat box. I'll try to read some of those aloud. And then after prayers of thanksgiving, we'll go to prayers of concern and grief and longing. So let us bring ourselves into a spirit of prayer. Loving God, we bring our prayers to you on this new day. God of life, God of new beginnings, resurrecting God, we bring our joys and gratitude to you for new life within, around, and all among. We lift up these prayers. We lift up prayers for our store employees. Lift up prayers for the farm workers coming to give us food. The community organizations and cooperations, the people coming together so that we might have a safe and successful harvest. For these and all the unspoken prayers of goodness and gladness and joy that remain deep in the silence of our hearts, we say, God, in your grace, hear our prayers. As we lift up our prayers of joy and gladness, O God, we also come to you with aching hearts, with grieving hearts, with heavy hearts. We come to you because all is not well in our lives, our families, and our world. We come to you because Mother Earth groans, because their children are hungry. And so we come to you now, we lift up to you our prayers of concern, places of brokenness. We lift these silently to you. For those who are angry, may they find peace. prayers of strength for the poets and the writers and the artists. Prayers of peace for all who grieve. For those suffering from tragedies and additional tragedies and disasters happening on top of the pandemic. For wildlife, wild beings, for our youth, their future and their hopes. For the family of Kathy Rice. For these and all the unspoken, unwritten prayers of longing that remain deep in the silence of our hearts, we say, God, in your grace, hear our prayers. Amen. I was going to look to see what you came up with for the PPE, but I think that might distract me too much. So let's move on to the Lord's Prayer. So as Jesus taught his disciples long ago to pray, as we've been praying, as Jesus prayed for his disciples, Jesus prayed a lot. Jesus calls us and invites us to pray a lot. And one of the prayers that he taught to his disciples is the prayer we've been saying together now for a couple thousand years, different languages, different words, the prayer of Jesus, the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. We pray for bread for this day, for forgiveness in the same measure that we forgive. We pray for God's realm, God's visions, God's dream to come here and now. So in a beautiful cacophony of chaos, I'm going to unmute you in about 10 seconds. And invite you to pray aloud, if you wish, the prayer of Jesus, the Our Father, in whatever words are your native tongue. And if that's silence, that's okay too. Our Creator, who art in
heaven, hallowed
be thy name.
Amen. Amen. It's beautiful to hear the voices amidst the crackling. Closing song will be shared with us by Mary, and she'll tell you what it is and invite you to sing along.
All right, so I'm going to put the lyrics in the chat box so you can follow along. And it didn't turn out the best, but it's the same verse and chorus throughout, with only one word changing in each verse. And so after the first one, you'll pick it up, I'm sure. It's called I'll Fly Away, and it's an a cappella tune. So please sing along if you feel called to. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, won't you come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, won't you come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studied about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, won't you come on down? Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, let's go down, won't you come on down? Oh, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, won't you come on down? Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
Amen. Thank you, Mary. What a gift it has been to have you with us today. And I'm hopeful that we will be together again soon. Thank you all for being here. I will say some words of benediction. I will benedict. And after the benediction, if you'd like to stick around, I'll unmute everybody so you can say goodbye. And then if you stick around for couple minutes more after that, I will put those who are left remaining in little chat rooms so that you can have some small group conversation with each other and little coffee and snacks or whatever you've brought today. So, all right. Sisters and brothers, as we prepare to go from this gathering, let us remember that we go as people prayed for, and people who pray, people who are empowered and connected by the Holy Spirit, and people who connect and empower others by that same Spirit. And let us remember that we go not alone, but together, and that the power of God, the peace of Jesus the Christ, and the love of God go with us now forever and ever and ever. And all God's people, hold on to the amen. I'm going to unmute you. So, and all God's people said,
amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you, Vicki.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week, everyone. Be healthy and
beautiful
safe.
Beautiful week.
Thank you. Very well. Praying for everyone. I love that, Michalina.
Praying for everyone.
People paying for that's perfect.
Good one.
Hey, Annie. I didn't even see you.
Hi, Annie.
Everybody.
No,
have a great
people,
day. Hey,
people
bud.
Are leaving. So down to one page now.
Good morning.
Yep.
Good day.
See you later.
I'm going to send
you. Oh, that's better. I'll put it.
Hang on. You can go talk with
we didn't drink our water.
Yet how many people?
We didn't drink.
We didn't drink our water. Oh, we didn't drink our water. Drink it.
We'll drink our water. We'll drink our water now.
Drink it in chat rooms. Okay, so I'm going to send you to three different chat rooms. There should be about five of you in each room. Okay. Have fun, and you can leave whenever you want. You're not captured. There, so
all right. You want to go?
Hey, you want me to be in?
Well, it looks like
room.
I think
no. Just push
join. Are you gonna chat?
Nope.